The following podcast contains adult language, explicit, and original content. This is definitely not safe for work.
All content within the podcast is only the opinion of Bad Flicks and nobody's else.
It is meant for mature audiences only.
Bam! Get some!
Your voice is super sexy, actually, though, so it's not that I don't agree.
We'll get some chicken enchiladas, maybe I can catch a bite. I don't know. Great twist in that movie, left and right. And I'm sure Adam has seen it. Well, no, I'm not even going to say that. I'm going out on a limb right there.
My heterosexual life partner right there you're talking to.
Well, do what you do.
His header bro.
I'm travel!
Now, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Bad Flicks. I'm Adam.
I'm Garrett.
And then we have Adam over producing, as
and
always.
I'm Adam.
And we are missing some crew here. We've,
No John.
No John. He's denying getting sick.
But he's sick. He's definitely sick.
He's for sure sick. He will not say that, but, but he is for sure sick. I don't know for how serious it is, but,
It's serious enough to not want to come.
It sounded pretty serious.
Yell into the void.
But I mean, he still went to work.
Yeah. Well.
So.
And then also no Josh.
Yeah. Missing the Josh.
Yeah. And then
Josh is out watching Logan right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that lucky son of a bitch.
With a few other.
You know, I was invited to go to that too, and I thought about bailing on the show to go see Logan.
I'm so glad I didn't have to solo show this.
It's like, well, I'm just going to stare at the camera and talk to myself.
Would be dude. One guy, a couch.
Yeah. And a producer.
It would be a therapy session. Is what it would be.
Oh, you know, I'd really hope you would lay on the couch sideways.
Oh, yeah, it would be.
Stare at the ceiling and put the mic right above you.
The Marc Maron podcast.
And then, obviously, no Chad either. Doesn't look like Chad will be with us anymore.
Yeah, I think he got a new position at his job, so he's going to be out in the field more often.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure that out, though.
So we'll
let everybody know when we know for sure what everything's happening.
Bingo. Mm-hmm. But
that is where it stands as of right now.
Yep.
But let's... Now that we got the house cleaning out of the way.
We miss everyone.
We do. Except for you guys. I don't miss you guys. You're here with
us. You guys are here.
Yeah, and you guys.
Right here with us.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Maybe. I don't know.
Two guys, a couch, and a producer. That's all we really need, right?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, technically, yeah.
I mean, to be honest, if Adam had enough he wanted to talk about, he could just run his own show from over there and just scream into the void for an hour.
God, that'd be weird, man. Doing a solo
show
podcast.
By yourself.
Yeah, adult man talking to himself in a shed.
Dude, that's what the Marin... Yeah. Did you watch Marin?
Yeah. I watched the first season? Season and a half? I haven't finished it, I know that.
Season 3 starts getting weird.
Does it?
A little bit. It starts to deviate from, like, his life and start to go into, like, what-if territory.
Weird.
Yeah.
That is odd. Well, what if two guys invented a game in their driveway and then made a movie about it?
And then it got huge.
Yeah.
And got bought by some mogul.
Some greedy...
Anyways,
old white man.
We watched basketball this week.
We did. And wasn't upset about having to rewatch that.
I'd
only seen it once and it was years ago.
You've only seen basketball once?
Well, twice now, but yeah.
Holy shit. Josh was like, oh, Adam's probably seen it 1,000 times. And I thought so.
No.
I thought for sure.
I've only seen it once.
Like.
You want to know something that'll really blow your mind? What? I've only seen Clerks twice.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I've seen it twice as well.
But
yeah, basketball, it's pretty good.
It is. It really is.
It's not anything to write home about. It's Matt and Fraction Trey.
Fraction and Trey Parker?
Matt Stone and Trey Parker.
Matt Stone, that's what it is.
Yeah. It's their Fraction. Brand of humor, but they are acting, which isn't always the best.
But they do an all right job.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not the best actors.
I don't.
But they're not the worst. Man. I've seen worse performances.
They're a couple of ugly dudes to have to stare at for an hour and a half.
Well, that's true.
Like,
that is a very
you
good
know
point.
They're not pretty people.
But it fits their characters really well.
It does. It does. But I mean, if you got, I don't know.
Maybe they just didn't want to hire actors for the role because that was extra money, and you already know that. At the time that was made, they probably had to go ask a studio.
South Park was already made.
Yeah, but was South Park as big as it was? Like it is.
when it started, it was like controversial, and then shortly after, it got big.
Okay,
and then is even bigger now. But
oh yeah, yeah. I didn't start watching it for years, so I don't know how that initial hype was. I didn't start watching it until after they made Basketball.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. It was.
I think Team America is a better movie from those guys.
Oh yeah.
By far.
I think Cannibal the Musical is a better movie.
I've never seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
I'll have to check that out.
It's a musical.
About cannibals?
Set in the Old West.
I've seen, I walked in on someone watching it, and
probably
they were in the
Skansen's.
I think it was, that's exactly what it was. Yeah. And I remember wanting to watch it, and so they were in the middle, so I'm like, I'm not going to sit down and start now. And then I just never got back around to watching it. But yeah, no,
Noah with Russell Crowe. Damn you, James. And thank you for putting in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Noah. Oh, God, I have seen that piece of shit. Oh, man, that movie is bad. I mean, that's, bravo, a quality pick for the category this week. But, yeah, Basketball was, we've only seen it twice. Most of it was still pretty new since there was such a large gap, so I enjoyed myself.
I love that the psych-out thing,
mm-hmm.
I guarantee that is what inspired the beer pong psych-outs.
Oh, you probably
was Basketball.
I wouldn't be surprised by that.
Which I thought was pretty cool little...
Mm-hmm.
Little thing that I was thinking about while watching that. I was like, you know what? If they didn't do psych outs in this game, we probably never would have done psych outs
in beer pong.
In beer pong, yeah.
You're probably not. You're probably right.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll never know, but...
But, yeah. It's still a fun thought experiment.
Yeah, no, the entire time I was watching it, though, I was just like, I wonder how hard it would be for people to start a game and have it take off to a national level.
Hard.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, for sure. But, like, do you ever think we'll see something like that again? Like, do you ever think we'll see the next NFL?
The next skateboarding, you mean? The next, like...
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's... I mean, yeah, that's really true.
You're looking for another... A new team sport?
That's more of what I was going for, was a team sport.
God, I wonder what, like...
Like, what it would take to actually make that...
What the most recent team sport to, like, be generally accepted is, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably, like, lacrosse.
Probably, yeah. I would... Well, maybe. Or lacrosse is, like, some crazy old...
Ancient,
yeah. Like... Weird game that monks played on tops of mountains.
I don't know. I think that'd be soccer.
Just yeah.
Kickball.
Kick a ball.
Kick the ball.
Kick the ball through
this. Kick the ball there.
Mm-hmm. Soccer is probably the world's oldest game.
So the things that bothered me about basketball were whenever anybody got psyched out, they just fell.
Oh, yeah.
They're just, ball. They just fall. I was like, what is that? And you're just like, oh, my mom fucked Squeak, so boom!
Oh, I'm going to fall over in disgust. Yeah. There were a couple that you might actually fall over when there was physical contact, like when he's getting sprayed with milk in the face.
Yeah.
You know, you might be like, oh, gross,
and then
stumble and fall.
Yeah. I don't know. The it's a ridiculous movie.
Oh, absolutely.
If you like ridiculous movies, you'll love it. You'll really love it.
It's very ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's...
What do you give it?
Probably, I don't know, 6.5, 7. I'll give it a 7.
You give it a 7?
Yeah. Because it is ridiculous and it is fun, but there are funner and more ridiculous movies to watch.
Hard Target a 5? I'd have to give this like a 6.5.
Yeah.
6.5. Solid 6.5.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed myself, but yeah, there's a reason why I watched it once and then didn't watch it again for years.
I don't know, man. It's... There's a lot of visual humor in it, which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the dicks. That was funny.
Yeah.
That part always cracks me up. Like, but, I don't know, man. Some of it just gets really ridiculous. Like, the little kid getting trashed.
Yeah.
Like, that was absurd.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they also were able to get away with that, even with it being R-rated.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's underage drinking. Glorified pretty heavily.
I just want to have fun with you guys.
Although him at the game, hella drunk when he walks up to bat and just flings the basketball, is probably the funniest scene.
And
like,
makes
he
it.
Looks legitimately drunk when he
might
does that.
Have been, man.
He might have been.
You know, I mean, they made the movie.
That's very true. That's a very valid point.
Is the director going to tell him no?
Yeah. Hey, I shouldn't do this. Yes, I should.
I'm doing it.
Says me, the director.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right. Well, let's jump into news. Wrong hockey. There we go.
It's a beautiful shot.
It is. They made an old man look even older with this photo. So, if people that can't see, it's a photo of Sir Patrick Harris. No.
Try again.
Sir Patrick Stewart. They're both knights. Well, Sir Patrick Harris actually isn't a knight, but Sir Patrick Stewart is.
Hubert.
Struggling, man.
Steris. Hubert and Steris.
Yeah. Patrick Stewart is, after Logan, that'd be his last X-Men movie, which I'm not surprised by at all. Like, not in the slightest.
Do you want your last movie that you made to be an X-Men movie?
No, God, no.
Right? I would be really sad at myself if I was an accomplished actor and the last movie I made was an X-Men movie.
Or do you want to be known as Professor X, even though you have an entire lifelong body of work?
Right.
And then you're only known for something that you've done over the last 10 years?
I feel like that's pretty normal, though.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that probably does happen quite a bit.
But I wouldn't want it.
Not, yeah. At least not for it to be from X-Men.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, maybe if it was something else that was going on for that long that you were a little more proud of.
Like Star Trek?
Yeah.
Hell, even Star Wars. Like, something that's got just, like, that huge fandom that, like...
Not an X-Man.
Yeah.
Like, or the professor. Leader of the X-Men.
Yeah. And I don't know. I'm really excited to see Logan. I think he's going to be grabbing. He's always great in everything. But I don't blame him.
You think he was great in the Emoji Movie?
Probably. He's a poop.
Yeah. How could he be bad?
Yeah, I want to watch Patrick Stewart talk poop. Make ludicrous poop jokes for an hour and
right,
a half.
Right, though?
Well, it's probably only like 20 minutes, but...
I don't know.
I mean, his part in it, at least.
You're probably right. I'm not going to watch the whole Emoji movie. No. They've got to have that on YouTube, though. Just like Patrick Stewart's part edited out Emoji movie.
Even just the poop emoji edited out for all of the terrible poop jokes that will be made. Like, somebody's done it.
Yeah.
And if they haven't, well... Just
cut it down to nothing but poop.
Listeners, do that for me.
And after you're done doing that, put in a bad movie for us.
Or you do that in opposite order.
Yeah, I mean, just put in a bad movie. Right in chat.
You know, the
right
emoji here. Movie is probably pretty bad.
Come on, right into the chat and
so you could,
throw
you
it
you could
there.
Knock out two birds with one stone. You could make us happy. And then
no,
you
it's
can...
still in theaters.
Oh, damn it. Should not for very much longer.
That's against the rules, Adam.
It is against the rules. You're right, because then we would have to steal it.
We know you're all out watching Logan right now. But...
Anyways, you lucky bastards.
Fuckers.
God, the movie looks so good.
Yeah, I'm...
So good.
Not to get off topic or anything, but I'm genuinely excited for that.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't been excited for a superhero movie in a long time.
There are certain ones that I got excited for. Doctor Strange, Guardians.
I didn't. I haven't seen Guardians.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Like, I'm going to probably watch it the day before I go see Guardians 2.
Yeah. That actually wouldn't be a bad way to do it.
Yeah, I'll do a review on it.
One thing that I do like about Logan is it doesn't seem like you're going to have need to have watched every other X-Men movie beforehand to understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, and that's one
Which
thing that
I haven't.
Think, yeah, and that's one thing that I think need me either, but... I think a lot of superhero movies are going to end up, like, that's going to end up catching up to them to one degree or another, is to watch Avengers Infinity War, you're going to have watched, like, 14 movies before then. Like, that's a lot of dedication, especially if you're not watching them as they come out.
Bingo. And that's where I'm at. I'm not, I don't get hyped for them.
Yeah.
I don't.
I don't blame you. And there's some that are not as good as others. Like, Ant-Man was fun, but I've seen it once and I'll probably never watch it again. But I need to have seen it before Civil War to realize that Ant-Man was even there.
Yeah, like, or else he's just like, who's this little fucking
dude in
the suit?
Why is Paul Rudd here? Like,
yeah, why is Paul Rudd in it? Yeah.
So that's one thing I'm like, yeah, Logan's going to be tits.
And also Patrick Stewart's last time playing Professor X.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised it took him this long to say that. To be completely honest,
I think
with
this
you.
Is a good note to end on.
I think it's a great note to end on.
I guess we'll have
to wait and see. Hugh Jackman's X-Men movie too.
Yeah, unless they go to the MCU. He said he would do another
Wolverine at the MCU.
If Wolverine got switched over to the MCU,
I doubt it'll ever happen.
That means we would actually get.
But I mean, that's somebody else pushing for it, man.
Yeah. And MCU is really good about doing the actual costumes and making them look good on screen, which means that we would actually get a Wolverine costume. Yeah, yellow and brown, like short, stubby E. Fuck.
Blue ears.
Listen, Fox.
Listen.
Or Sony. It's or whatever Sony. Dick bag is not.
Sony? Fox.
I think it's Fox.
It's Fox.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't letting the MCU play with all of their toys. Let them. They will make you money, and I will be happy.
No, Sony learned. They
get Spider-Man up, and I hope that's the first in a long line of things to do that with. that they do that with.
That would be awesome.
You know, just like, I want to see the Fantastic Four in a movie that doesn't suck.
Ever since the dawn of time, Adam, Fantastic Four movies have sucked, and that has just been the way
it is. That is just one of the laws of the cosmos.
It seriously is, man. You can't argue with that.
Well, it was Oscar night this week, and we've got some Oscar news for you guys sprinkled throughout the show, and this is the first bit of it.
Especially for you Potter fans.
Yes. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is the very first Potter film to get an Oscar. They got it for costume design.
It wasn't even a Potter film. It was just in the Potterverse.
Exactly. Yeah, that's weird that none of the actual Potter movies...
They've been nominated.
Oh, I'm sure. But just still the never to walk away with one, especially after 8 movies that are so successful.
Yeah.
But yeah, finally a movie from the Potterverse won. And they won for costume design. I haven't seen it, so I don't know how well it's done.
It looks decent. And the costumes look fitting.
Yeah.
That's true. For the scenery. And I have no idea about the plot. I have no idea what the fuck
is going on. From what I've gathered, that briefcase that that wizard is holding...
I knew it had
holding,
to do something with that briefcase that he's
holding. It's got a bunch of fantastic beasts.
Oh.
And then they get loose in New York, and it's a movie about him going and re-catching them?
Why did... Okay, never mind.
He was smuggling them into the United States for some reason.
It sounds silly.
Yeah, it really does. I could be way the fuck off. So if I am, please tell me.
It sounds like a kid's movie that they put adults in.
Yeah. Yeah, it does a little bit, actually.
Like...
I mean, from the previews I saw, it looked like it would be visually entertaining. Yeah. Magic and crazy monsters and creatures and...
Are they big?
Some of them are pretty damn big, yeah.
How do they come out of... Oh, it's Harry Potter.
Because magic, Garrett.
Magic. He's got a wand in his fucking hand.
Yeah.
That's how.
So, yeah, it looked like it would be very visually entertaining, but as far as story goes, I don't know how, you know, gripped you'll be by the storytelling.
I mean... I've never been a huge fan of anything Harry Potter. I've never been averse to it, but it's not like I swoon over wands, you know?
Right.
Or the mention of a Polyjuice potion.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do it for me.
No, me either. Hey, it's some people's religion.
Oh, God.
You know?
It's weird to me.
I mean, it's got its own fan. It's just like a Star Wars fanboys, Star Trek fanboys. It's just probably the most... the newest geeky kind of
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, that's
have you
true.
Seen the Holmes like
no.
the Holmes conventions?
No, what really
weird man. When I was working at the mall,
just a bunch of people trying to fucking deduce each other.
No, just trying to dress up like Sherlock Holmes. It was mostly
white dudes.
No, white women, girls. Like, let's say 15 to 27, socially awkward.
Of course.
And not attractive, usually.
I believe that.
Like, most, like, and then wearing a peacoat, you know?
And that's it? Just a peacoat?
Well, no, and
maybe
some
a
sort
hat.
Of, and some sort of other, not usually a hat, that it was usually like a more modern take on the.
Oh, so they were all doing.
Yep.
Benedict Cumberbatch Sherlock.
Uh-huh, with the collar.
Dude, if I was gonna cosplay Sherlock, I would do, like, Victorian-era England
with
OG
a fat, like,
pipe.
Sherlock pipe?
Yeah. Hat, the little, like, half cloak on his jacket, like...
Yeah, wearing the fucking duster, dude.
Yeah. Not a pico. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a nice pico and everything, and I wouldn't mind having one, but that's not how I'm gonna cosplay. Really? Sherlock conventions?
Yeah. No, seriously.
Dude, conventions that are super specific like that are kind of weird. Of course, I feel like people probably say that about Comic-Con. Yeah, that's true.
You know, but...
Probably.
Like the...
I don't know. Horror-Con's fucking huge. Of course, that's all horror, not just, like, Alien-Con.
Yeah, but I mean, like, they did a My Little Pony convention. Not a My Little Pony.
I'm sure they have My Little Pony conventions.
Oh, Jesus, let's not go there.
Bronies. Getting dressed up in furry outfits and having sex.
Man, there was an episode of Bob's Burgers that covered that. That was
really?
Really funny. Oh, yeah.
I need to watch that.
Bob's Burgers is pretty good. I watched it when I was sick.
Oh, there you go.
Like, just the whole thing.
Mindless entertainment?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to turn my brain off.
Pretty much. But, yeah, it's
I mean, because I really like the guy that voices Bob, too.
Oh, yeah.
H. John Benjamin?
How could you not?
He's fucking great, yeah.
We got news to get back to.
We do.
What
yes.
do we got?
Next story. oh, yes.
Sleeping Dogs.
The game Sleeping Dogs is going to be getting turned into a movie.
Did you ever play it?
No, I think I played one of them for like 10 minutes once.
Yeah, I hear that it's a really well storyline driven game. It's like Chinatown drama GTA.
Yeah, that's what I kind of gathered from it as well. It's like GTA, but with the Yakuza instead.
Yeah, and very story driven, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. I might have to check it out then. Because it looks fucking great, like graphically speaking. Mm-hmm. Like the newest one looks phenomenal. But the movie will be starring Donnie Yen. And you, if you've seen The Force Awakens, which I hope to God you all have.
I haven't.
That's fine, because I'm talking about Rogue One.
haven't.
Oh, you should. I mean, you're not a huge fan of Star Wars, and so you probably don't care.
I want to see The Force Awakens.
The Force Awakens is A New Hope.
That's, yeah.
Like, to be 100% honest with you, it's just a retelling of A New Hope.
Did they blow up a Death Star?
It's a death planet.
Okay.
But yes.
Got it.
Instead of shooting one laser, it shoots like seven.
Whoa.
Yeah, they even destroy planets.
I don't know, man. I really think they're about to jump a shark here.
I don't know. I honestly think that the reason why that movie was made so similar to A New Hope is because it was safe.
And to refresh.
Yeah, and because especially with how bad episodes 1, 2, and 3 are. Like, I think they could have taken more risks.
You think episode 3 was bad?
I think, visually speaking, some of the fights are really cool and obnoxious, but storytelling-wise...
Which ones do you think are obnoxious?
The fucking, like, 30-minute lightsaber fight between Obi-Wan and Anakin on a lava planet.
I've got the high ground! I loved that fight!
Dude, they're having a fucking lightsaber fight while climbing a giant fucking tower that's floating in lava. I don't care if you're a fucking Jedi. That's ridiculous. They then proceed to have a lightsaber fight. Same fight that's continuing here on little floating things above lava. Anakin is standing on a little droid that doesn't look like he can hold 10 goddamn pounds. And he's just, like, jumps, like, 40 feet and lands on it. And I'm like, homie, you would have been taking a lava bath. I don't... All right, I understand I'm in a galaxy far away, but please, physics are a thing everywhere.
Mike in the YouTube chat wants to point out that he's known for being Ip Man.
Yes, that is true. Yeah, back to the story at hand. Donnie Yen is also known for being Ip Man. So if you didn't see him as the blind monk in Rogue One, you probably have seen him in Ip Man. The dude's a great martial artist. I'm excited for this. I think this is a great role for him. And I think the game is, I haven't played it, but it seems like it would lend itself really well to being done as a movie.
Yeah.
Like, it actually feels like a game that could work.
Yakuza stories are always fun.
Yeah. Who doesn't like gangster stories from wherever the gangster story is, you know?
Bingo. Like, right? Gangster stories
are... Mob stories are mob stories, and they're all great.
Usually pretty good. Mm-hmm. They're hard to fuck up, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, whether it be fucking, like... 20s New York mobster,
it's
a Yakuza
story. It's just your
basic
Rise Fall Redemption, but it's like, it's, I don't know, something about that scenery.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good.
So I'm actually kind of excited for this. At least I'm excited enough to follow through production and see how things go, watch a couple trailers.
See how it looks.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm jumping on board right now,
but... If the production values aren't there, it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
Like, because it's... There's a lot visually going on in like Chinatown and cities like that.
Oh, yes, with all of the neon lights that they use.
Bingo.
And like
so
the...
unless you're doing it like on location, you're going to have some sweet sets.
That, yeah, that's a very good point. Or like you said, just go shoot on location.
On location, yeah.
Which, depending, might be fucking cheaper.
Chinatown.
Yeah. Go find the most Chinese Chinatown in America. Film that.
There's probably a straight up like Chinatown where... The population is like 99%.
Oh, I'm sure. Chinatown in Manhattan's probably that way.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Probably get some bomb food down there.
Oh, God, dude. Now I'm hella hungry. So, yeah, I'm excited for this. I'm going to be interested to see what happens with it.
We will have continuing updates on this.
We definitely will.
Not on this.
Not on the next story, though, because this is the final update. His name is Bill Paxton.
And
he is no
he
more.
He will be remembered.
He will be remembered. Bill Paxton, for those of you that don't know, if you've seen Aliens, he's the one that goes, "Game over, man! Game over!" He's also been in Terminator, and he was also in Predators 2. He's been killed by an alien, a Terminator, and a Predator, and he's the only person in film that's ever done that, at least so far. With all these rehashes, you never know. Some extra might end up getting it as well. But he ended up dying at, I believe, the age of 62. And I probably really should have looked up why he died. You know?
You know, a quick Google search is going to... Riff for a minute, Adam. I'm going to figure out how Bill Paxton died.
All right. Yeah, no, it's... This is a little hard. I mean, his role in Terminator was kind of a bit. He plays the punk that Terminator kills in the beginning of one. And and I was never a huge Terminator fan. They were cool movies, but I didn't love them like I loved Aliens. Same thing with Predators. He's in Predator 2 and he gets killed. But what is it? Thank you.
Complications due to surgery.
Oh, rough.
Yeah.
Rough. I feel like that's probably the most like disappointing way to go out, too.
What was the surgery for, though?
That's what I'm trying to figure out now.
Yeah, because that's kind of important, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it was like brain surgery. I'd understand if you died after that finished.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, or open heart.
It just didn't take, actually.
But yeah, he was, to me, always the annoying person in Aliens. Like, his character fit in very well, and he did a great performance of that character. But
Mike in the chat says heart surgery, I believe.
Yeah. See, and I could say, okay, yeah, if they're cutting open your ticker, it's probably pretty hard for the body to bounce back from.
He apparently suffered a fatal stroke during post-operation complications.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Well.
Rough, man.
He will be remembered. Kind of makes me want to go back and watch Aliens 2 and Predator 2 again. Not Terminator, because, like I said, his part's short, and those movies are meh. But Aliens is
the jam.
Is that
him from Terminator over here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was looking for photos for the show for him, I found this. I was like, oh, that's great, because those are his characters in all three of the movies.
Yeah,
the cult movies that he got killed in.
Yep.
He was also in a bunch of other TV stuff as well.
He's been in a lot of stuff.
He's a working actor, man.
Seriously.
Like, when I was on his IMDb pages, the most recent credit was like last year.
Oh, easy.
You know?
Easy.
He might have even had stuff in production that I just scrolled past and didn't pay attention to.
Yeah,
he'll be remembered.
And missed.
So the Oscars, back to the Oscars.
God, they fucked up.
Yeah, they fucked up hard. So... if you didn't watch it...
La La Land wins.
Yeah, and you've been underneath a rock. It was announced that La La Land won Best Picture, but somebody had the wrong card and gave the presenter the wrong card. So he read it out. It was actually Emma Stone's Best Actress card
for La La Land.
And it was actually... what was the fucking movie?
Meadowland or something like that?
I'm pulling up the list of winners right now.
It was
Mike's referring to the last story, but he says, how about Twister?
Twister, yes. Yeah.
He was in Twister?
Yeah, he tied himself to that pole.
I did not realize that was him. I only saw Twister once when I was like 8, so, or whenever it was that I came out. But yeah, I did not realize
Moonlight.
He was in that. Moonlight, yes. And so Moonlight actually ended up winning Best Picture. It's actually a lot of people think that this was done on purpose. At least somebody did it on purpose that worked for the Oscars. Because they've been having a steady decline in viewers every year over the last 3 years. So they thought if something like this were to happen and go viral, maybe people will show back up. Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised, by the way some people reacted, but then again, everybody's just kind of reacting awkward, which is how one would react in that situation. But unfortunately for La La Land, they did not get it. What?
Twister is my bad movie pick? Is that a bad movie? When was Twister a bad movie?
I enjoyed it.
I love that movie.
I've seen it a few times.
I mean, we will accept any pick that you guys think is a bad movie.
Because it's so subjective.
We will throw Twister in. That's...
I mean, I don't know if it holds up. I haven't watched it in a long time.
That's true. It was like an early 90s movie.
It for sure does not hold up. Guaranteed.
God, that Twister probably looks like shit.
Twister's got 6.3 on IMDb and 57% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That doesn't forebode well.
Yeah.
86% on Google users, so I guess
they're too nice.
Yeah.
They're too nice.
Like, well, you tried. You get points.
I like the Rotten Tomato reviews because they're scathing, you know?
Like, this was garbage. This is why I hated it.
This is a piece of shit, and this is why it sucked. So, yeah, the Oscar flub, though.
Yes, but speaking of Oscars, I figure we'll go through and run down the main categories, the larger ones, and give you guys the winners in case you didn't catch it. So, for Best Picture, we obviously have Moonlight.
I mean, La La, I mean, Moonlight.
Yeah. For lead actor, we have Casey Affleck for Manchester by the Sea. Never saw it.
You know, I've realized that most Oscar movies...
Movies that I've never been interested in.
Never even, like, wanted to see.
Yeah, the only...
I have no idea what Moonlight is about, man.
Me either.
It wasn't marketed to me, though.
That's very true.
You know,
yeah.
Like, it wasn't a movie that I would have went and saw. The same thing with... What was La La Land about?
No idea, but if Emma Stone's in it, I might watch it.
Man. It's probably some sort of emotional movie that's going to leave me with a weird feeling in my stomach and questioning shit for a couple days. I don't need that.
That's a good point. I'm already questioning shit about my own life as is. No, the last, like, Oscar-nominated movie or the Oscar-winning movie that I saw was Birdman. And that was actually pretty damn good. But it
was
that
a documentary?
No. It was a...
About Capone, right?
No, it was about... Michael Keaton's in it, and he plays an actor on stage in Broadway, and he used to play Birdman in superhero movies.
Oh.
And so it's all about him and his waning years of falling apart and losing control of his shit.
Oh.
But it's shot like it's all one take, so it's really weird. Like, even though it covers time, uh-huh. like, you'll see, like, one scene will be, like, them doing a chunk of the play, uh-huh. and then it'll follow him off stage, and then you'll follow
him. He'll be
old.
It'll just be, like...
It'll be, like, when he walked on stage, it was opening night, and then when he walked off stage and he's following him, they're talking about how this run of the play is over. And
yeah,
so it's only,
gotcha.
It's, like, short time jumps like that, but it's done to where it's just literally, like, one consistent loop.
Gotcha.
Or one consistent movie with no hard... There's no hard cutting. I'm sure they cut, but they'll cut as in, like, he walked around the corner. Cut. K.
Yeah.
Oh, my browser quit working, so...
Mike's got one more thing for Bill Paxton. He says he was filming a TV show based off the movie Training Day. And he also says, RIP, Bill Paxton.
Yes, RIP, indeed. The dude was good. Like, he was a good actor. So we have... Speaking of Emma Watson... or Emma Stone for lead actress. We have Emma Stone in La La Land. For supporting actor, we have Mahershala Ali in Moonlight. For supporting actress, we have Viola Davis in Fences. Man, Moonlight is in like every fucking category for something.
Dude, it must have been really good.
Yeah, best director was La La Land.
Or really artistic.
Yeah, probably really artistic. Best animated feature was Zootopia. I wasn't surprised by this at all. Zootopia is a fucking wonderful movie. I
haven't seen it
still. Oh, it's so much fun. It's about a little bunny cop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Adorable.
It really is adorable. Animated short was Piper. I never heard of that. Moonlight for adapted screenplay, which means it was a book. Huh. God, my phone is a piece of shit.
I wonder what the book was about.
The Light from the Moon. No, not funny?
Nope.
All right. Cinematography.
Tough crowd.
Cinematography went to La La Land. Best documentary was OJ Made in America.
Oh, God. Oh, man. That's...
Oh, my God. This website is a giant piece of shit.
Okay, we're done with this.
The only other thing that I did want to say was... Suicide Squad won Best Makeup. Over Star Trek, which I thought was fucking ridiculous. Because Suicide Squad, the best makeup they have in there is either Enchantress or but most likely they got it for Killer Croc. Star Trek's got all kinds of crazy aliens that's all done with makeup. Like, I'm sure there are some that are CG'd in, but, like, any of the main aliens are all done makeup, and they're fucking phenomenal looking. But, hey, you know, that's the Oscars for you.
I asked Mike what his bad movie pick was, and he says his bad movie pick is any Oscar-winning movie. LOL.
So, Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
Well, sure. It was a bad movie.
Yes, so. It was. Hold on, I'm looking up some Star Trek 3 makeup so I can show Garrett, so he can see how absolutely ludicrous Suicide Squad winning that is.
I've seen... some of Suicide Squad's makeup. I still haven't seen the...
So then this is a good time to remind everybody to get their bad movie picks in.
Wow, that was makeup?
Yeah.
That's insane.
And they lost.
I still haven't seen Killer Croc.
You know, okay. You could have pulled it up on the TV.
Way too many notifications, by the way.
Well, no, I don't. It's okay.
Jesus Christ. I would kill myself if I had that.
I can't. I'll Google this for all the viewers. So I'll show Garrett Killer Croc, and then I will show them Star Trek real quick. Because I'm pretty upset about this.
I'm upset.
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Killer Croc.
I'm going to let you finish, but Killer Croc.
Shout out to Google for being the shit.
Shout out to Google for always being there. That was makeup?
That was makeup, and his entire torso, even without his shirt on, is done like that.
Dude, okay. That's just tedious.
Yeah. It's probably why he wasn't in the movie very fucking much.
Yeah, because they only wanted to do his makeup for like 18 days in a row.
I mean, it looks fucking good. You know, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It looks like a man that has got scales all over him.
Yeah, or a lot of pimples.
Yes, but
he does look like a Goomba, though.
He does definitely. Like, I didn't ever put that connection together until I saw that. But he looks totally looks like a goddamn Goomba. Now, Star Trek 3 makeup, and you will see the difference. Skadoosh, tell me, that doesn't deserve best makeup.
It's so crazy looking. Yeah.
Like, here is another shot of them working on that person.
Is that just the one person?
Yeah, whatever her species is yeah. Looks like that, and she's on the
end. That looks so nuts. How long was she in the...
I don't remember.
Yeah.
There is another one here that I wanted to...
There was another... Scroll down a little bit.
And here's this guy.
Wow.
Like, how does that not win best makeup?
It looks really good. I like...
Like, that's fucking impressive.
That's not CGI?
No.
Damn. Yeah. They've always had amazing makeup in Star Trek,
though. Yeah, they have.
Yeah, that's, little bit of being robbed.
A little bit of bullshit.
So Mike in the chat says his pick is Showgirls.
Oh,
great movie for boobs, but overall not very good.
It's terrible, but thank you, Mike.
At least there's boobs to keep me entertained.
I appreciate that, Mike.
You're watching out for me. I appreciate that, man. All right. Anyhow, it is bad movie again this week, so throw those in. Throw those in and let us know. All right, next story. Moving on. We have Dave Chappelle, here in studio. No, scratch my belly.
That would be awesome.
That would be amazing. No, a little while back we reported that Dave Chappelle will be having two stand-up specials that are coming to Netflix, and we got release dates for both of them. And it's March 31st for the first one, and March 31st for the second one. Same day. They're being released on the same day, which I think is amazing. I fucking love Dave Chappelle. I think his stand-up is hilarious. And the dude's been doing it for so long and then just doing, like, little comedy clubs that he's probably got enough material to do, like, four specials that are all completely different. So I doubt there will be any recycled jokes from either of these. I'm looking forward to it. And it's the end of the month. So, yeah, fucking Dave Chappelle.
Can't be that bad.
No.
It really can't be.
And speaking of Netflix and comedy, Netflix is planning on releasing a new comedy special from a different stand-up once a week for the rest of the year.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's
52.
Well, but I don't know if they've done it all year so far.
Okay.
So, 46?
I don't know.
44?
You got me. I don't count the year and by the week.
Well, I'm going, we've just got through 2 months. That's about 8 weeks. So it'd be 44, roughly, assuming they start this week, because it's the first week of March.
I'll trust your math, even though that's a bad idea.
I don't understand how that math doesn't work, but still, 44 specials. Now, that is almost double from the amount of comedy specials that they released last year, which was 25.
Wow.
Still a lot. Yeah, Netflix is absolutely the place that... Is the top place to go get stand-up and get new stand-up. I mean, comedians are constantly trying to sell their stuff to Netflix first.
Remember when Comedy Central used to be that? Like, Comedy Central
Presents. Or HBO?
Yeah.
HBO used to have it. So last year, HBO released 3 stand-up specials.
Holy shit.
Compared to Netflix's 25. Like, where are you going to shop around stuff first? Plus, the nice thing about Netflix is, you know how many times I've watched it and then been like, hey, pull up Netflix. I want to show you this guy?
Yeah.
Super easy.
They already have a Netflix, exactly. The person that you're talking to. It's not like, oh, I don't have HBO.
Yeah. It's like, oh, well, fuck. Let me log in onto my HBO Go. Like, no. It's just like, boom, Netflix. Check this dude out. He's funny. Or check this lady out. She's funny.
Right. What else we got?
Well, let's find out.
Netflix killing it in the comedy game.
Netflix killing it in all the games. Oh, we have more death.
And games.
Of Thrones.
And death.
Yeah, well, I mean, Game of Thrones is known for its death, and another person died. I actually should probably look up his name.
The giant from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Mog the Mauler or something like that.
I don't think that's his actual name, but...
No, it's not his actual name.
We don't have our info, Johnny, tonight. His
actual name is Neil Fingleton. He died at 36 of heart failure.
36?
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, the reason why he died of heart failure at 36 is because...
he's 7'8"?
7.5 feet tall.
Yeah.
And most people that get that tall have heart failure, and their heart gives out much earlier on them because of that.
Or they die from an infection.
Yeah.
In their extremities because they don't feel it.
Oh, yeah.
The tallest man in the world died because of the braces that he wore on his legs to keep him, like, sturdy.
Really?
Yeah. It wore, like, a small
like wound.
Yep. And then it got infected and he died.
Crazy. This man was also a basketball player as well. He played professional basketball.
Like NBA?
I believe it was NBA. It might have been college ball.
At the age of 30?
Well, then
it's impressive.
Or terrible because he's really dumb and still in college.
Hey, man. Some people want to learn.
I want to see what team he played for now. Long. That's true. That's a valid point. You always hear
and
that.
And aren't willing to pay money for it.
Never too old to go to college.
Bingo.
He was the tallest man in the UK, so he probably played United Kingdom's professional basketball.
Ah, UK ball.
Yeah. And his name in the show was Mag the Mighty. Not Mag the Mauler. I was close.
Ah, the Mighty.
The Mighty. He was the giant king.
Yeah.
And ends up being like the only the last giant alive, too. Man, that's one big dude.
That is, I mean, he's not actually that big.
Well, no. He'd be like 15 feet tall there, if not more.
Yeah, he's like 3 times that dude's size. So I'd say 15 is a pretty low bet.
Yeah. Yeah, probably closer to like 20 feet tall.
His
there.
Head is like 4 feet tall.
Yeah, it's a big dude. Giants are huge.
I guess so, man. Did they eat people? Did they grind their bones to make their bread?
We might. I don't know. I didn't really flush that out well enough before they killed him in Game of Thrones.
Fo-fum.
But he is dead, unfortunately. So
who's not?
Who?
The original creator of Samurai Jack.
Why is he getting old?
No, he's just coming back for another season.
Oh, that's right.
He's trying to segue. He's trying to do one of your crappy segues.
All right. Well, I'm sorry for ruining that for you.
It's funny, because I always ruin them for you.
Yeah, I know. Now I know what that feels like.
Yeah. It feels so good.
No, I never watched Samurai Jack, but I know you did. So I'm sure you're pretty pumped about this coming back for another season.
Yeah. Especially, and I'm actually excited that it's only one season.
Okay, yeah, so it'll only be one season, and it's just there to wrap up the story.
Yeah.
Here's a nice end, a season-long cap.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure if I ever saw the ending of Samurai Jack, because I didn't watch it in any sort of lineup. I watched it
when you got it.
Television type of thing, you know? So, I wouldn't mind going back and rewatching the whole series. The art's fun. There's minimal talking. And it's a lot of action and just scenes where you don't need the words, you know?
Right.
The words aren't necessary.
Right.
He says so little in the show. Yeah.
Huh.
It's one of my favorite things about the show.
But yeah, it's coming back for one more season, and it will be its only season, but it'll be a much darker season. The art looks fucking good from what I've seen. So, like, I might go watch.
There's no outline on anything.
No.
It's like my favorite thing. It's just.
There's not. That's why. I just wondered what was so weird about or different about Samurai Jack's art. It's just because there's no outline.
There's no outline. Yeah. There's no black outline.
Crazy. Huh. Did not notice that before.
Yep.
But yeah, one more season. Like I said, the art looks really good, so you guys at least go check out the preview. Make that decision up for yourself. Oh, shit. What
too
have I
far.
Done?
We've gotten too far.
So... Ra's al Ghul has been cast for Gotham, for those that give a shit about that show.
No.
Not at all.
You know what? In fact, we can skip this.
Okay. Well, real quick, I will say that the person that it was cast as is one of the people from Game of Thrones. He is it's a guy that's related to Prince Oberyn.
Homie, you talking to the wrong person.
Fair enough.
Like,
he's related to, he's like brothers with the guy that gets killed by the mountain in that gruesome ass fight.
I didn't see that.
Oh, you didn't even see that fight?
Dude, I missed like 3 seasons. I seriously have skipped two seasons of Game of Thrones.
I knew that, but I thought somebody might have shown you the fight because it was so brutal. Like, just been like, here, watch this fight. Oh, the dude
gets his head popped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So,
for being a ninny.
Yeah, for not shutting his mouth and just going to work. He fucking deserved it. So, the last thing I want to talk about, just because we joked about it last week, Stephen Colbert, 4 weeks in a row, winning late night. Good on you, Stephen. And that'll do it for the news.
So, this week we are actually not going to spin for genre.
No. And why is that, sir?
That is because, not next week, but the week after, we are going to see Kong.
Mm-hmm.
So, instead of pulling a genre to then rob you of a movie pick, we're just going to tell you no genre. Because on the 14th, we're going to see Kong.
Yes. Now, we will still watch the homework for tonight and review it next week. And then next week, we will draw a genre for the following week's homework, like we normally would. But we won't
be putting in any movies next week.
Right.
So, we're just saving you the heartache.
And we're going to tell you how Kong. I'm fucking pumped to go see Kong.
Yeah, we might give you guys a little tidbits about it when we come back. Tell you all about it.
Give you a spoiler-free review.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should definitely try and keep it spoiler-free, too, since the movie will be so fresh.
Yeah,
so
new in theaters. Fresh. But yeah, we're going to go check that out.
I'm excited, man. I love monster movies, and giant monsters even better. Fuck
He's
yeah.
He's fucking huge.
I want to see a giant gorilla punch shit. Yes. Sign me up.
Grab things.
Mm-hmm. And damsels in distress.
That's the big one.
Yeah.
That's going to be the good part.
Yeah.
Damsels in distress.
Monkey rape. What?
What? That's terrible, Adam. How could you even think of such a thing?
So that's what's going on for the next couple of weeks here from us. Hopefully next week we have at least one more person back in the studio.
Yeah,
Doing a show with two people is, it's not easy. I'm not going to say I don't enjoy it.
It wasn't too bad. It was like we had our own space to talk.
That's true.
I think you just missed John looking shit up.
That is really nice. Really, I'm not going to lie.
Really
was it's also
nice.
Weird being able to have enough time to like say several things in a row and actually get a whole point across.
Yeah.
I think that's what's throwing
Maybe
me off.
Maybe we should start a podcast.
Two guys and a couch.
It's just the podcast to keep our sanity.
Yeah, we just come in and bitch for an hour.
Yeah.
So what movies have we got this week?
We need more.
We'll throw some in if we want to get a couple.
Everyone throw in movies. Right now we have Twister.
I love the little drawings to go along with it, by the way, Garrett. Those are wonderful.
Twister.
Let's show the people. Look at that.
You know, it's not going to focus unless you like hold your hand up and get
it. It kind of does. You'd have to get a little bit closer for it to be really clear.
Detailed Twister.
Yeah, that looks good.
There you go. And then what else we also have?
It's an arc.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah.
So we have Noah, and Garrett drew a nice little boat in the water. And then we have,
this is the one I'm really proud of.
Showgirls. Oh my god. I thought that was a fucking like the top of a dog's head at first.
Yeah.
Garrett drew a little pair of boobies and a tum tum. No arms or legs or a head though. Just the good bits.
Like I said, really proud of that one. No, glad everyone saw that.
It's great. Can I take that home with me?
Ghost Dog Way of the Samurai. John, you son of a bitch!
Why aren't you here?
He was telling me about this fucking terrible movie the other day.
God damn it, John.
It's Forrest Whitaker as a killer, right? So it's a 90s killer movie, but he follows the way of the samurai. No joke.
Fuck this movie already.
RZA makes an appearance.
Oh, I'm slightly more
It just
on board.
Like gives him the daps and tells him way to go on the way of the samurai and then like jets. So, it could be worse. But Forrest Whitaker as a killer that follows the way of the samurai. It's not going to be pretty.
Fuck no.
I don't know how you aim a gun with that Google eye. Just close it and hope.
So we have Ghost Dog. I drew a little ghosty. So
drew a little ghosty.
All of our picks, so far at least. Actually, since we only have, what, four?
Yeah, we're throwing our
we're throwing movies. All right. Well, Adam, you got a movie as well?
Yeah, Adam, you got anything?
I don't. I could probably look something up.
Find us a bad movie.
Find us something real bad. No, don't do that.
Real bad movie.
Real bad movie.
Let me see it.
There you go. I'm trying to think of a movie that I really just fucking hated. It's a movie that just makes me so mad. It gets
I'm
me
throwing
fired
in
up.
The Room.
All anybody here could hear right now is.
I think I might go with Fantastic Four. Oof. Or Fan-Four-Stick, as we called it on comics. The newest one. The real big piece of shit. Not even the one with Doom. Actually, I think Doom is in the new one. I don't remember. I fell asleep.
All right. I got one.
What you got for us?
Going Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
1986.
Let me get that, that pen. Howard Duck.
Hey, this is Ryan with a featured screen rant. Box.
You got a dirty box.
I need another piece of paper, Garrett.
There's a whole stack.
Look, a whole satchel.
All right, I'm going to start
reading them off.
These up.
Here you go.
We already got them read off, didn't we?
Well, we added a couple, but yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
The ones that we added, in addition to Twister, Noah, and Showgirls, wow, those were all one-word movies.
Mm-hmm.
Are you changing your movie, Mike, or are you just commenting that Conquest is terrible?
I think we already had to watch that.
You haven't had to see it yet.
Yeah. That was pre Bad Flicks reboot.
Yeah.
So new movies we've got in.
So that would actually count as a bad movie because we'd never done it technically for homework.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to know. You can find it on YouTube too. It's fucking bad.
The Room, Ghost Dog, Way of the Samurai, and Fantastic Four, the new one?
The new one, yeah.
You're a piece of shit.
I know. That's why I spelled it like they did on the movie poster. It looks like Fan-Four-Stick.
Fan-Four-Stick? I didn't even notice.
That's how they fucking did it. Like, it literally looked like the sign
said
Fan-Four-Stick.
Well, now we'll crimple these up. I'm going to move the mic away from my face.
No, do crimple them all right into the microphone, Garrett. Just crumple, 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 crumple.
I can't do that to people.
Yes,
I care about them.
No, you don't. You ain't got to lie to kick it.
I don't lie.
So, I've always kind of wondered, until now, if that audio wave up there while we were live meant anything.
What do you mean? We've had so much dead air.
Hey, that's...
You need to see it.
I realized that it was just the same two peaks copied over and over and over again.
You really never realized
No,
that.
Not, I never paid that much attention to it until now.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, that's...
I mean, we sit here and stare at this screen all night. You know that, right?
Yeah, but not usually this screen. Most of the time I'm focused elsewhere, like the chat or... A mind movie.
Like those?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really look at those that often.
Yeah, I understand. It's a really small screen.
Exactly. Well, I mean, even on the big screen, there's some other shit to look at. I usually look down at our sexy faces down there. See the little picture of us? Picture.
We're all so happy.
Mm-hmm. You got them all crumpled?
Yeah, they're all crumpled. All
right.
I would like to draw. I've never drawn a movie before.
What?
Okay. Yeah. Let me, you ready? I'm going to start
I
the
am
music.
Ready, yes. I don't think I've drawn a movie before. I hope it's Fan-Four-Stick. Oh, nope. It's The Room.
Yeah!
And I knew that because I saw the picture before I completely unwrapped it.
So you figured it out from the picture.
I did. I deduced it.
It's obviously
like Sherlock
a pretty
Holmes.
Good picture, then.
Yeah, it's a box with a door.
Yeah, I know.
Looks exactly like a fucking
hey, man,
room.
You really can't get any better than that.
No. No, you can't. So, The Room. I've never seen it before, so at least it's not something that I hated and have to rewatch.
Anybody can feel free to watch the riff tracks, because that movie is really bad.
We have to like, watch the actual version, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah. So, the worst part about it is there's a lot of silence.
What?
Like.
Really?
Yeah.
Mike's disappointed he wanted boobies to win.
Mike always wants boobies to win.
Who doesn't want boobies to
win? I want boobies to win.
I constantly want boobies to win. So, prefer yeah. it.
I would, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Over, well, I mean, what's the alternative?
Boobies losing?
I mean, you can't let boobies get too full of themselves.
They, from time to time, you're right. You might need to bring them down a peg or two.
Oh, man.
I was really hoping there was a word I could replace with peg that had to do with tit and would still get the same meaning across.
Bring it down a... Damn, I thought right, I had something
right,
there.
You do.
I thought I
and
did.
And then you're just like, wait, no, there's absolutely nothing that's going to work for this.
A pip? I don't know.
I thought like nipple, like that's definitely not going to work.
It just had so many peas in it, I thought it would totally work. Yeah. Nipple didn't at all.
Nip.
Nip.
Bring it down a nip or two. See, it still doesn't make yeah. any goddamn sense.
It sounds like you're talking about booze or something.
Yeah, it really does. Anyways, you want to go home?
Is there anything else? Let's hang out with Adam for a bit.
All right.
We could just do it off air.
Can we tell these guys to go home?
Yeah. You guys got to go.
Get out.
Later.
Goodbye.
Follow us on Twitter at @bad_flicks. Find us on Facebook at badflicks616. You can email the show at contact@badflicks.net with your opinions and comments. Support us on Patreon and through our Amazon banner. Find us on Stitcher and TuneIn Radio, and also on iTunes, where you can rate and review us. And you can find everything we produce and chat with us live at badflicks.net. This has been a Lazy Nights production.